This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
To the phones, to the fun. Then we can talk about whatever is on your mind on the way. We can discuss Grumpy Cat, who has apparently won $710,000 in a lawsuit.
Her stingy, nasty owners are going to keep all that, too.
Let's go to Vernon first, though. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're listening online. Go ahead.
Y'all have any opinions on the State of the Union? Do y'all even care? I think I'm going to stay tuned to Free Talk Live myself.
Well, sometimes there have been times in the past. I mean, we don't do it on any kind of consistent basis. We have been known to tune into certain addresses like that so we can hear what's being said and comment on the things that are being said. So what time is it supposed to happen? Do you know?
And 9 o'clock Eastern.
9 o'clock Eastern.
That'd have been my guess.
All right. So we'll see if we can find, I don't know, if we're not doing something else at that time, we'll check it out.
I imagine it's going to go something like this. We're not great yet, folks, but we will be
soon. One thing I heard was that Donald Trump sent out a text message to all his followers, whoever subscribed, and he said that if you texted him back, he would run those text messages at the bottom of his, he's going to have a stream on his own website, and he's going to run those text messages all night. And he said, don't tune into the fake news for this. Tune into my website. I just thought that was funny.
So wait, when he says his website, is he talking about whitehouse.gov, or is he talking about, like,
Donald Trump? It's his campaign website, from what I understand. I don't have the whole story with me, but I think that's what happened.
Okay, that's interesting. I got to say, I'm a little bit intrigued by that.
Yeah, one of the other ideas I saw online was he may as well put all of the corporate donors on the podium that have donated to his campaign. I thought that was kind of funny myself as well.
That'd be good.
Anyways, thank you all.
Hey, thank you, Vernon, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. So we're doing some testing right now on the LRN Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. One of the, I would say, most requested features of the people who've joined the Discord, now over 260 people as of last night, the folks who've joined, the most requested feature is, hey, can I listen to you guys in Discord? And the answer was, at that time, no, but we had known that there was the possibility that there might be some sort of bot that would allow that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And credit to Venkman, who is a sometime caller to the program, who did the research, did the effort into get one set up, and it is in there right now. So if you needed another reason to join the LRN.fm Discord, in addition to the fact that you can chat with other listeners of the show during, before, and after the program, via either text or voice, there's now a channel in which you can just listen to the show. And, of course, you can also text chat at the same time in the text chat room.
Why is Discord so popular when we've had an IRC chat for a decade?
I would say because it's bigger, meaning that the IRC, which stands for Internet Relay Chat, that's kind of chat rooms that have been around on the Internet forever, since before the Internet had graphics, IRC's been there.
yes.
And so we've had it for basically as long as we've done this show.
Yeah. I mean, Free Talk Live was putting up MP3s before there was a term called podcast. You know.
We did that, like 3 years before the term podcast got invented. But what was the question?
Why do people go to the Discord channel?
Right, because it's bigger.
Because there's a lot of people in there.
There are more people overall in there. I don't know if there's a bunch of people necessarily in one channel chatting at once. It hasn't gotten to the point where it's too fast to read. You know, when chat rooms become too busy, it becomes impossible to actually want to be in a room because you can't actually read what's going by. But in this case,
I don't know why chats like that exist.
I don't know either.
How does that happen?
How do you spend more than 20 seconds in there without going mad because you can't possibly read? But on the Discord, you can have as many channels that you need. And with our chat room, it was just the chat room, which existed on an IRC server that we weren't running.
Right.
So in this case, this is the LRN server, and so we can have a channel for Free Talk Live listeners. We can have a channel for gaming discussion. We can have a channel for cryptocurrency discussion. We can have a channel for, you know, whatever other things that we feel like we need to add later that we haven't figured out yet that we need right now.
I can't believe you're running Discord. It's not open source. It should just be on IRC.
Are you channeling your boss? You're channeling Chris right now?
This is a discussion that happened earlier today, in fact.
It's a legitimate critique. I mean, there's no doubt that
you should just be on IRC.
Discord
We've
is
been on IRC.
I know.
We are still on IRC. The IRC server is still there, and you're welcome to join that channel if you like. You just have to go up against the Cantwell racist trolls that tend to hang out in there. They kind of took that place over at one point. I don't know if they're still there. I haven't logged into that channel in forever.
You know, I made them very angry by suggesting that IRC stinks because, you know, unlike HTTP, which has had developed upon it, you know, HTML version 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
You know, there's been advancements in the technology right. that's built upon HTTP. What's happened with IRC? Nothing.
There are some pretty nice IRC clients out there that make IRC...
that have added zero new features to the protocol.
But they make it easier to use it. So instead of having to type commands into, let's say, ban or kick people from IRC, you can just do it with
advancements that
GUI.
Were made over a decade ago.
It's old, yes.
Nothing new has happened in IRC.
He met his significant other on an IRC chat, so it's nostalgic. Chris did.
Oh, that's right.
I see.
Yeah, the two people I was arguing with.
There is nostalgia involved for those who are old school with IRC. And so, like I said, it's still there, should you wish to go in there. And it is an IRC server, so if you know the commands and you want to go start your own channel, you can go and do that.
Thinks that IRC stinks.
Where is the old IRC channel? Is it chat.freetalklive.com?
That might take you there. I don't know. It's been so long since we promoted that.
It does say IRC here.
There you go, yeah. So to further answer your question, Mark, so with Discord, it is centrally controlled, meaning that Discord's a company or a corporation that is offering this service. You spin up a server on their servers. And I agree, that is a legitimate critique of Discord. If Discord goes out of business tomorrow, it's over. If Discord wants to turn over chat logs to the government, that's what's going to happen. So, you know, keep that in mind. Don't do drug deals or something on the LRN chat server. Be aware that it is not a private place. It's just a place for people to chat and to have voice chat, which is a major thing that IRC doesn't have. IRC is just text chat.
There is somebody in the IRC room.
Okay. Are they talking, though?
Well, I asked, is anyone here? He or she said no.
There you go. Welcome to IRC. I suspect your welcoming would be a little bit better if you actually went over to the Discord channel. So, or channels. Because, again, you can have more than one, and you can have certain access restrictions. So, like with IRC, it would have been a way bigger pain to have an AMP-only IRC room. Because we'd have to deal with like server level settings that we didn't necessarily have access to do that. Here, it's no problem. It's easy to set up rooms for special groups of people. And so anyway, check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. Of course, you can also jump into our on-air call-in line there. So that's another thing you can do with Discord that you couldn't do with IRC. Get on the radio with us.
I'd like to say hello to the lonely troll that's in the IRC room right now listening.
You have made his life worth living.
Or hers.
Yeah. Probably his. Do you think there's a breakdown? Do you think there is a breakdown between male versus female trolls out there? Is it more likely that a troll is going to be male? And if so, how much more likely?
I don't know, but I would say more likely to be male.
I would say so, too. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Women can more easily find entertaining things to do.
In fact, some people have said... That's true. And some people have said that the Discord is better than Facebook. Now, it's different than Facebook. It's a live chat service, so I don't think it's quite fair to compare one to the other. It's certainly not an apples and apples comparison But that said, the person's opinion is a valid opinion, meaning that they like it better. They like the interactions that they have better, the immediacy of it, perhaps, because if someone else is in the room, you're likely to get a response. And so far, they've been pretty friendly. We had a couple of raids from some of the not-so-nice people, and we got rid of them pretty quick. So 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. On the way, Grumpy Cat. He's won a $710,000 copyright lawsuit. Do memes have rights? It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here, whether it's Facebook or other communication technologies. That's kind of what we've been discussing here tonight. Facebook as an advertising platform, and is it really any good for that? Some people swear by it, and others have had really negative experiences. And then also cryptocurrency ads being banned from Facebook across the board. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnson, try that a second time.
Dan Johnson.
And Mark. Excellent. Blink Home Security System can be delivered to your door. It's a wireless camera system, which means it's easy to install. That's the worst part about these other camera systems, besides the fact they're also more expensive. It's a pain in the butt to install them. With blinkprotect.com/FTL, you get a great deal, 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one camera in a wired system. And, again, it's wireless. You unbox, you put the batteries that are included into the cams, set them up, and get it all configured via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a smartphone or tablet. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And so you can bring up anything you want. Johnson, earlier in the show tonight, you shared a story, and I don't think we were quite done with it. But just to recap, there's some Salesforce chief, and this is a piece of software, apparently.
Yeah, Salesforce. Mark Benioff. He's kind of a well-known investor. You know.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He has been calling for the regulation of Facebook by the government, claiming it should be regulated like the cigarette industry. He claims the cigarettes are addictive, they're not good for you. Maybe there's all kinds of different forces to try to get you to do certain things. There's a lot of parallels. So it seems to me, and he doesn't get very specific here, but if you're saying you want to regulate Facebook like cigarettes, that means you want warnings on Facebook, right? Because that's the primary, one of the primary ways. It would mean you would want
but
Facebook
also might
to not
be
advertise.
Saying maybe minors can't use it.
Ooh, right. And they do have a very large user base, I believe, that are under the age of 18 or 21.
Right.
I guess cigarette age is 18 in most places. Although I think some towns in Massachusetts have opted to go up to age 21.
Right.
And I don't know if any states have gone that far yet. For some reason, I feel like I heard New York propose it, but I don't know if that went forward.
Yeah. So just to recap, we were also talking about this Roger McNamee, who was an early investor and a venture capitalist, invested in Facebook, who said that the company needs to address the harm the platform has caused through addiction and exploitation by bad actors, and went on to say, "I was once Mark Zuckerberg's mentor, but I have not been able to speak to him about this. Unfortunately, all the internet platforms are deflecting criticism and leaving their users in peril."
Now, as far as dealing with the harm of its product, again, looking back at the cigarette industry, remember in the late 90s there was that big court case that resulted in, a multi-billion dollar, hundred or hundreds of billions of dollars or something like, some insane amount of money that was assessed against these cigarette companies that they had to use to, like, promote about how bad their product was.
Right.
Like, it had to be some sort of educational propaganda campaign against their own product, I believe is what they were ordered to do as part of this this particular, you know, civil case that had been brought against them.
Yeah,
you recall that?
Yeah, that's part of it.
So would that mean Facebook would also have to start advertising about how dangerous its product is?
Well, it seems
is?
Like that's already happening, because the next quote is from Sean Parker, who you may remember from Napster.
No.
Okay,
I remember Napster.
He was the creator of Napster.
Oh, okay.
And Sean Parker is kind of what, like, widely known as this kind of crazy partying developer, you know, out in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
And he was Facebook's first president.
Ah.
And he had described the business practice of social media firms as a social validation feedback loop, exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with, because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology.
So he's turned. He's turned against Facebook.
Parker now describes himself as something of a conscientious objector to social media.
Well, I mean, Facebook isn't what it once was, right? It wasn't. It started as a college connections kind of thing where you had to be a college student. They, like, validated that, and then you could, you know, message your classmates or something like that online. You could see their pictures of their parties or whatever it was that it was used for back then. It was much smaller, a much smaller focus. So whoever it was that created this thing, and maybe that was when he was in charge of it, the Sean Parker guy, it certainly has grown much larger than likely they originally envisioned, I would expect.
Well, and now Facebook is... As a part of an attempt to win back control of the narrative, Facebook has announced that it will begin taking into account how trusted a publisher is as part of its newsfeed algorithm. Mm-hmm. The company's metric for determining trust, however, is a simple two-question survey, causing some to query its potential. So now Facebook is apparently going to determine what the news is by, you know, how trusted it is. They determine what news sources are to be trusted.
There's an interesting link on this Sean Parker guy in this story here from The Guardian that says that he describes himself as something of a conscientious objector to social media, which then links to another story, actually recently published within the last week over at TheGuardian.com, about how apparently, a headline, "Never get high on your own supply, why social media bosses don't use social media." Headline here from Alex Hearn. Developers of platforms such as Facebook have admitted that they were designed to be addictive. Should we be following the executive's example and going cold turkey? And is it even possible for mere mortals? Mark Zuckerberg doesn't use Facebook like you or me. The 33-year-old chief executive has a team of 12 moderators dedicated to deleting comments and spam from his page. According to Bloomberg,
12 people.
That's right.
Work. On Mark
his
Zuckerberg's
profile.
Page.
Yeah. He has a handful of employees who help him write his posts and his speeches, and a number of professional photographers who take perfectly stage-managed pictures of him meeting veterans in Kentucky, small business owners in Missouri, or cheesesteak vendors in Philadelphia. And they link to all of those. Facebook's locked-down nature means mere mortals can't see the private posts on Zuckerberg's timeline, but it's hard to imagine him getting into arguments about a racist relative's post of an anti-immigration meme. And it's not just Zuckerberg. None of the company's key executives has a normal Facebook presence. You can't add them as friends, they rarely post publicly, and they keep private some information that the platform suggests be made public by default, such as the number of friends that they have. Over at Twitter, the story's the same. Of the company's 9 most senior executives, only 4 tweet more than once a day on average. Ned Segal, its chief financial officer, has been on the site for more than 6 years and has sent fewer than 2 tweets per month. Co-founder Jack Dorsey, a relatively prolific tweeter, has sent about 23,000 since the site was launched, but that is a lot less than even halfway engaged users have sent over the same time period. Dorsey rarely replies to strangers and avoids discussions or arguments on the site. He doesn't live tweet TV shows or sporting fixtures. In fact, he doesn't really use Twitter. He just posts on it occasionally.
Sounds like how I use Twitter.
That's how I use it.
Extremely rarely.
I've only started using it more now that I'm not on Facebook, so if I've got show prep to post for Free Talk Live, I'll go and drop a link over on the Free Talk Live Twitter. But it requires me to actually have to log into the one account that I want to use, so it's a much more elaborate process.
I pretty rarely ever make a post to Facebook.
Twitter or Facebook?
Both.
Okay, got it.
I actually engage in conversations on Facebook, but not on Twitter.
There's more of the way here. I find the conversations on Twitter to be disjointed and confusing, because can't easily see where they've come from over time, or at least I've yet to figure out an easy way to do that. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your social media experience and thoughts.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial in toll free here, 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com where you can enjoy the various features that we have for you completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you're interested in cryptocurrency, you really ought to check out Zencash. Now, I just checked CoinMarketCap last night. It has now hit 1,500 cryptocurrencies. There are now 1,500. And that's just the ones that CoinMarketCap recognizes.
So, how many of them are splits of Bitcoin?
I was actually just looking at a list of those. Yeah. There is a website which I can probably pull up. I think I actually put it into the cryptocurrency chat.
Findcoins.something or
other. On the
Ninja.
Yeah, I don't know how much they've been chit-chatting in there last night. Oh, here it is. Yeah, findmycoins.ninja. So if you actually go there, it'll show you the list of all the times there have been forks since Bitcoin Cash, which was the very first fork back in August, where Bitcoin split for the first time ever into two competing types of Bitcoin. Now it has happened, let's see here, it looks like well over a dozen times. There, in order of occurrence, Bitcoin Gold after Bitcoin Cash, Bitcore, Bitcoin Diamond, Bitcoin Hot, Super Bitcoin, Bitcoin X, Bitcoin King, Lightning Bitcoin, Bitcoin Faith, Bitcoin New, Bitcoin Top, Bitcoin File, Bitcoin God, Bitcoin Cash Plus, SegWit2x, Bitcoin Nano, Bitcoin Smart, Bitcoin Interest, and Bitcoin Atom is the most recent one. So all of those have forked off of Bitcoin within the last six months at this point. Yeah. And most of them you can't actually get your hands on. So they've had their fork, meaning that there was a certain time frame, a certain block on the blockchain, this public ledger that is the guts, the backing of Bitcoin, that the fork occurred technically, but they haven't actually released any software to which you could utilize to actually get your forked off, whatever, your Bitcoin.
Is anyone even mining that crap?
It's not possible because the software hasn't been released. So if anyone's mining it, it would be the people who did the fork. If they have the software
so
finished,
it's a pre-mine.
They could do a pre-mine. But all of these things, and many of them, it's been as long as December 18th, so well over a month that they've been out there as a fork, but completely inaccessible by not only the average person, but even a technical person. Who just, if you don't have the software, you can't go and get your forked Bitcoin. So that answers your question. So something like, I don't know, 19, 20 maybe, just at a quick glance here. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about the world of social media. And Mark did finally get into the Discord chat, so congratulations to you there. You're in there as, what is it, NEDGEFTL?
Something like that, yeah.
We're talking about the fact that apparently Facebook and Twitter executives don't appear to use their own product. Is there a takeaway here? Is there something that can be learned from the fact that these agents don't even use the product that they claim is so great? In the case of Twitter, they are looking at co-founder Jack Dorsey, and even though he has tweeted quite a bit, he doesn't reply to anyone. He doesn't send a tweet at another person, which I guess is fairly common.
Yeah, I think that's probably the single best way to use social media is to just blast out messages at a whole bunch of followers or whatever, and then not bother responding. Because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, social media is full of people who have crappy opinions. They are so thoroughly attached to their crappy opinion that they will not in any way, shape, or form listen to logic or reasons surrounding it. And if you do find somebody who is interested in chatting about it and won't just pummel you back with one-word answers over and over again or one-liners or whatever, then you have to spend... I don't know. You're going to have to spend your afternoon writing a small book to convince these people that, whatever it is that you said is true, and it's just not worth your time.
Certainly not.
Now that you've finally convinced them that Marvel is a superior comic book company to DC, you have wasted a week.
But now you're more social.
And they don't actually believe it. They just gave up.
It's a pattern that holds true across the sector, according to TheGuardian.com. For all the industry's focus on eating your own dog food, for the most diehard users of social media are rarely those sitting in a position of power. I'm a compulsive social media user, writes the our author here. He says, I've sent about 140,000 tweets since I joined Twitter in April of 2007, which is six Jacks worth, Jack being the Twitter guy. I use Instagram, Snapchat, and Reddit daily. I have accounts on Elo, Peach, and Mastodon. Remember them?
No.
Don't worry. 3 years ago, I managed to quit Facebook. I went cold turkey, deleting my account in a moment of lucidity about how it made me feel and act. I've never regretted it. But I haven't been able to pull the same stunt twice. So even though he got off Facebook,
he got off Twitter.
He's hooked on the other ones. And he says, I used to look at the heads of the social networks and get annoyed that they didn't understand their own sites. Regular users encounter bugs, abuse, or bad design decisions that the executives could never understand without using the sites themselves. It's like the old thing where, the executives at Kmart or Walmart, some of them might not have come up through the ranks, right? They came in from the outside, so they don't know what it's like to stock a shelf or to, pull some inventory out of the back room. Those kind of deal with customer service.
George Bush Sr. got in trouble for not knowing how much a gallon of milk was. I'm not sure I know what a gallon of milk is. I don't think that there's a clear number as to what a gallon of milk is.
It depends where you get it.
Right. You could pay $4 for a gallon of milk, but I went over to the Aldi's. I paid $1.50 at one point. Yeah. If you get that raw milk, you're probably going to pay $12.
Yeah, how would you know the price with it changing all the time from all the new taxes?
Regular users...
that he promised wouldn't happen.
He says, how would I wonder could they build the best service possible if they didn't use their networks like normal people? Now I wonder something else. What do they know that we don't? Sean Parker, the founding president of Facebook, who you mentioned in the previous article that brought us here, broke the omerta in October last year, telling a conference in Philadelphia that he was something of a conscientious objector to social media. He says the thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first of them, was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? That means we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. And that's going to get you to contribute more content, and that's going to get you more likes and comments. And, of course, the more content Facebook has, the more they have to monetize, the more they have to build profiles on you and sell your existence to advertisers and your presence to those advertisers. He says that it's a social validation feedback loop, as this was the quote they used in the other story. He says that it's the exact thing a hacker like myself would come up with because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors, creators, me, Mark Zuckerberg, Kevin Citrom on Instagram, all of those people understood this consciously, and we did it anyway. So what he's saying is this wasn't an accident. We didn't just accidentally stumble across this magic, you know, combination of website features to addict people. We consciously designed an addictive program to give you dopamine hits so you would feel good about using the site and continue to contribute content to it and basically become addicted to it. He says, sir, a month later, Parker was joined by another Facebook objector, former vice president for user growth, Chamath Palihapitiya. The short-term, quote, the short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we've created are destroying how society works. No
destroying how society works.
That's a big claim.
I think you guys are, hubris may be coming before a fall here, gentlemen. Social media is a pimple on the butt of society by, at the most.
A pimple on the butt of society? What do you mean?
He said it's destroying how society works.
I think that that's a bit hyperbolic, but
social media isn't much, you know?
I disagree. Go look at the statistics on how many hours per day people spend on social media, especially younger users. The toll-free number
here is... What were they doing before?
Maybe watching TV. I don't know.
Yeah, the screen time is about the same as it was in the 80s.
Now they've got two screens. They've got a television going and their social media in front of them at the same time. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How do you use social media? Has it gone too far? Are you addicted? And do you really care enough to do anything about it? It's Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. If the crypto hour frightens you, my helium. 4-7 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, you call her 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about addiction to social media. In fact, one guy's saying it needs to be regulated like cigarettes. Now, I don't agree. I think that the government needs to stay out of regulating social media. And I also think the government should get out of regulating cigarettes as well. Let the market decide. Let people come up with solutions to addiction based on compassion and innovation. And do it on a voluntary, consensual basis. And I think you'll find that whatever programs are in existence in that case will be more effective at breaking people of whatever their addictions happen to be. With you in the studio tonight here, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We also invite you over to freetalklive.com where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. We were actually just talking about the Twitch channel off the air, which you can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can watch us do the show in HD. So we do still have our YouTube channel, and that's got archives that go back for a few years. But those are all in standard definition, or actually slightly lower than standard def. They're 360p. So the actual Twitch feed is now HD and 720p, and it looks great, it sounds great, and it's free to watch. So check that out over at twitch.lrn.fm. They've got their own chat room, but it's pretty slow in there compared to our Discord, so you might want to link on over there, and you can check out the Discord at the same time as the Twitch. Anyway, twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue here, talking about the habits, or lack of habits, as far as usage is concerned, of Facebook and Twitter executives and other instant message or social networking sites, turns out that the executives of these sites don't actually use their own product. Or if they do use the product, they don't use it the same way as the average user does.
Have you tried to follow or keep up with like the new social media platforms?
No, what's a new one?
Snapchat would be
new. That's not that new.
Not that new, but it's newer than, say, I imagine any younger person listening
2010?
To us talk about Facebook and Twitter as though they're important is laughing.
Oh, I see what you mean. Because they've moved on, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Right, they've moved on beyond that. But
Or
Snapchat,
never decided to start using them in the first place unless it was for, like, a resume, you know?
Okay, well, I got to say, Snapchat, I feel like, has been around for a while. Let's see, when did it start?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to guess 2010. Okay, initial release 2011. So, I mean, that's been around for 7 years. That's a pretty long time in internet time.
How come the kids are still using it?
Are they? Maybe they've moved on to something else.
That's what they say on the news. What the hell do I know?
What are they saying?
That the kids use Snapchat.
Okay, but they're not saying they've moved on to something else.
No.
Okay.
They haven't said
Well, come on, kids. Get with
it. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, get with it.
Why are the kids still using it if it's 7 years old?
The phone lines are open. If anybody out there who is a young person would like to comment, you can do that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So more here from the story about these executives. A former Facebook executive, Chamath Palihapitiya, came out and said, quote, "The short-term dopamine-driven Facebook loops or feedback loops that we've created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth," she said at a conference in Stanford, California, saying further, quote, "This is not about Russian ads. This is a global problem. It's eroding the core foundations of how people behave by and between each other. I can control my decision, which is that I don't use that S. I can control my kids' decisions, which is that they're not allowed to use that S," unquote. This is what she's saying about the very product that she was involved in promoting as the, she was the vice president for user growth. Now, her statements rattled Facebook so much that the company actually issued a response acknowledging its past failings, a rare move for a business that, despite its mission to connect people, is notoriously taciturn about its shortcomings. Here's what the company spokesperson said in reference to the previous executive's comments. Quote, "When Chamath was at Facebook, we were focused on building new social media experiences and growing Facebook around the world. Facebook was a very different company back then. As we have grown, we have realized how our responsibilities have grown too. We take our role very seriously, and we are working hard to improve." Now, doesn't that sound like something you'd hear Harvey Weinstein say? You know, as he was like coming out with some sort of forced statement, admitting that it was wrong what I did. I've now realized I've talked to enough of my victims, and I have realized that I was wrong, and I've been a very bad man, and I'm checking myself into a clinic, and I'm going to be all right soon. You don't have to worry about me from now on. It just sounds like that. A few days later, the site pulled a more interesting move, releasing the results of research that suggested that Facebook did make users feel bad, but only if they didn't post enough. Quote, "In general, when people spend a lot of time passively consuming information, that is, reading, but not interacting with people, they report feeling worse afterwards," said two Facebook researchers in a review of existing literature. On the other hand, quote, "actively interacting with people, especially sharing messages, posts, and comments with close friends, and reminiscing about past interactions is linked to improvements in well-being." How convenient, says the piece here at The Guardian. For Adam Alter, a psychologist and the author of Irresistible, an examination of technology addiction, it's almost beside the point whether social media makes you happy or sad in the short term. The deeper issue is that your usage is compulsive or even addictive. And I can say, I can relate. It's so addictive to be on the Facebook platform, and it is that constant, at least for me, it was that constant wanting to see whatever the next thing was going to be. Oh, what's that? There's a notification that I haven't seen yet? Oh, what could it be? I just have to go and see this notification. Even if it's just one notification number, you know, the little globe adds a number every time you get a new one, you got to go click that. At least that's what I would do until I finally restricted myself to a minimum. I said, okay, well, I'm not going to click on this notification icon unless it was at a certain minimum level. And then I raised that minimum level over time to be higher and higher levels. And that's one of the ways I kind of broke myself of the Facebook addiction. But even when I was doing that, I was still spending an inordinate amount of time on Facebook just doing other things. So instead of, you know, clicking the notifications, I would go and read, you know, groups or whatever else, scrolling endlessly down the Facebook feed. So I definitely know where he's coming from there. Quote, "Roughly half of the adult population has at least one behavioral addiction. Not many of us have substance addictions, but the way the world works today, there are many, many behaviors that are hard for us to resist, and a lot of us develop self-undermining attachments to those behaviors that border on or become addictions. These addictions haven't happened accidentally. Alter argues instead they're a direct result of the intention of companies like Facebook and Twitter to build sticky products, ones that we want to come back to over and over again.
You know, I mean, we've heard this over and over again, the whole Facebook's addictive thing. And,
it is.
You know, well, but I mean, aren't humans just creatures that like to do what they like to do?
They sure are.
Okay, so Facebook's designing itself to be a pleasant experience. I don't know.
Except
that
when it's not.
Well, what do you mean when
they
it's not?
Just admitted in their own research that there are unpleasant uses for Facebook, meaning that if somebody is reading and not commenting, they claim that they feel sad.
Whoopee. Stop doing things that make you feel sad.
Right.
I mean, I just don't. I don't know that I feel like Facebook is doing anything to you.
No.
If you feel bad because you're reading Facebook and you're not commenting, stop doing things that make you feel bad. Facebook hasn't done anything to you. It's not like...
No doubt. It's just out there. It's just a product.
The Marlboro man isn't taking cigarettes and snuffing them out on your forehead.
I totally agree.
If that's happening, it's because you're doing it.
But there is no doubt that nicotine, for many people, is a very addictive product. Mark, you yourself used to be addicted to it until you had to quit cold turkey.
Well, I used a product. I mean,
you didn't quit cold turkey.
No, I didn't just quit cold turkey, no.
Okay.
I don't know. Where
so, addiction is a thing. You're acknowledging that.
Yeah. Right? Okay. An addictive product is...
Are you saying Facebook isn't an addictive product?
Not like that, no.
Well, I disagree.
This is the whole dopamine argument thing. Look, at that point, anything's addictive.
They've admitted they designed it to be addictive. Go ahead, Johnson.
I'm still using Facebook for the original reason that I signed up to use Facebook, which is passive awareness of what people I know who are using Facebook are doing with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It still does exactly what I want it to do.
So you don't feel like it's out of control for you, that you're spending too much time there or anything like that?
I check my notifications usually when I wake up. And
that's it?
I mean, maybe occasionally throughout the day I'll just look and see what my notifications are. Most of them are useless because they're like, this person liked this. I don't care. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Yeah. Okay. I actually found at one point a plugin. I looked for a long time, right, and finally somebody made one that actually eliminates the "this person liked this" notification.
Right.
So then I would only get the notifications of comments and things like that.
Right.
Which helped a little bit, but it didn't stop me from spending time on Facebook. It just stopped me spending my time doing that.
I mean, I did have an addictive activity that I like to do on Facebook for a while that I've since given up, and given up in general, which was to make the lives of people who
trolling.
I disagree with worse.
that's good. You're now focusing on yourself instead,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've decided that that's not worthwhile activity.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that, although it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. The Mark, you're saying it's no big deal. It's just an addictive product, just like many addictive products. So
no, I'm not saying it's an addictive product.
Oh.
I'm saying it's something that people like.
It's definitely
like
addictive.
There's
more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.